How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket. You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up all
night. It won't be the same. Ladies and gentlemen, tuned in, new episode, Vice from a Fuck Boy. Yeah, you know this, you know how I feel about that. With that being said, though, y'all know normally I don't have guests on this podcast, but today I do because, listen, this is not one of those dating podcasts either. Like, we not, you know, going back and forth, who's right, who's wrong. It's more so, ladies, you get to hear it from the person who helps me with my episodes. Every time, you know, she tells me about her dating life, I use it in my stuff. You know, she was telling me that she wanted two quality dates a month. Well, last week, that's what I talked about. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of my best friends, what's your alias, right? Because I'm not going to say your name. What's your alias?
Bianca Moss.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, Bianca Moss. And you can find Bianca Moss on Instagram. So it's not like it's a fake person. It just may or may not be a fabrication of what she is now. That's neither here nor there. Who cares? All right. So, Bianca, let's talk. All right. So I want to start off like this. We were having a conversation about spinning the block. Mm-hmm. And somebody in your life just recently spent the block. Now, we can talk about that in a second, right? But let's actually get into the idea of actually spinning the block. And I don't mean that from a perspective of, oh, we hate motherfuckers who spin the block. Everybody has spun the block. I've done it. You've done it. You know, if you listen to this, you've done it. Now, there might be somebody spinning the block right now, but there are times when you've been the block spinner, right? So I want to talk about all the aspects of spinning the block. Now, real quick, if y'all watching on YouTube, I got my World Series of Spades background. Because on the Advice from an F-Boy background, it says Louis G. Name. You're not Louis, right? So, and I couldn't change it. So, it's just, it is what it is. World Series of Spades will have to work. Make sure y'all check out that YouTube and watch. All right. Bianca, let's discuss spinning the block. First, let's talk about the block spinning that's going on right now, if you don't mind. Or, like, how, and you don't have to give me, like, full details, but more so just, like, What is it? How is it landing with you? And let's be honest.
You know, it's landed fine. Like, this is one of the blocks that I wouldn't mind taking a stroll down. You know, there are some blocks that have white picket fences, and there's other blocks where, you know, you got to duck when someone drives by. This is not one of those. It's somebody that I dated when I was a teenager, and then we tried again in my late 20s, early 30s. And then we probably haven't spoken, I would say, in at least 2+ years. And then just randomly, he saw an article about the company that I worked for, and he reached out off that, which is like...
Well, that's, first of all, like, I think we should get into the good ways and the bad ways of how to spin the block. Because I know how to do it. It's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? But you said something interesting. You said that it's a block that you wouldn't mind, you know, going back around. I think let's dive into that, right? Like, there are people in our lives who we spend, or we hope you spend the block, right? But why in this particular case you wouldn't mind the block being spun?
You know, it didn't end bad.
I meant you allowing it to happen. I'm not saying I'm
spinning back. I'm spinning back. Like, let's be clear. You get spun on, you spun back, or you spin away. In this case, I'm spinning back. And in this situation with him, you know, it never really ended in a horrible way. It was more than anything, it was bad timing. Both times, the first time when I met him, and then the second time after, in my later 20s, they were both like right on the heels of a relationship. And so they just weren't good times at that moment to try to do something serious.
So here's where I'm at, if I'm being honest, right? Like, you know, you can always come back if it did not end in bullshit. I'm a firm believer in that. If mm-hmm. if it didn't, and real quick, Bianca, let's talk about what bullshit is. Number one, if we were together, then you cheated. We're not, we can forgive you in the relationship for cheating, but mm-hmm. if we say we're done, I'm done, you done, please do not try to spin the block. I think that's not good for you.
For most.
Mm-hmm. Any type of abuse, and I'm not just limited it to physical abuse. I'm talking about physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, all of those things. Yes, yo, that's a red flag. I don't think they should be allowed to spin the block. But if it ends on the fact of the matter is this person, you know, I guess in your situation, it was bad timing, right? So mm-hmm. for me, there's been instances where it's just been distance. I live in LA. You live in Utah, and you're going to come see me on February 2nd, on February 3rd at Wise Guys in Ogden, Utah. Let's just say you live there, you know, it's not going to work because I'm not moving. You see what I'm saying? It's like, damn, we met, we like each other, but it's like somebody eventually, especially if y'all in different cities, you're going to have to move. And if it doesn't work out because of that and y'all were honest about it, you could definitely come back from that. Like, let's say 2 years later, chicks say, yo, Clint, I'm moving to LA. I'm single. If I'm single and you single, we could do something. Yeah. You could do something. You've got my attention. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to point that out, that you can always spin the block if it does not end on bad terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also let me ask you this. Like, so when it comes to spinning the block on bad terms, is there anything I forgot? Like, is there anything on you that may not necessarily bad terms, but it may be something you're like, don't ever do that again, or I'm never doing that again?
I can say for me personally, because, you know, I'm a rich auntie, I do not yet have children. But if you have a child under the age of 18 months, don't try to spin the block on me. Go tighten up. Go tighten up. Since I don't have that drama to bring to you, so do not bring that over to me. And yet you and the mother of your child could have an absolutely wonderful relationship, but I do not want to be that first relationship after your child is born.
18 months is crazy.
18 months is wild. Like, go and help them walk.
Yeah, 18 months, they can't talk, nothing. 18 months is like you have an infant still.
Why are you thinking about me? Why are you thinking about me? You have other things to think about. You have much more important things going on in your
way
life.
Way more
right
important
now.
Things, yeah.
Spinning the block on me shouldn't be one of them.
I agree with that. I think kids is interesting, right? Because I guess for me, it's more so, you know, I was dating this girl one time. She was in Phoenix. This was 2011 or something like that, right? But no, 2012. She had three kids at that time, and we were the same age. Three kids, and I think in 2012, I was 25. So, and it's like, for me, she can't ever spin the block because you're always going to have three kids.
Right.
And that's, and right now, you figure we're the same age. So we're talking, this was 11 years ago, 11, 12 years ago. It's 12 mm-hmm. years ago. Now it's going to be interesting. Like, well, let's say she started to spin the block. Now, for obvious reasons, you know, I'm not being spun on. But in the second part to that, right, It's like if I was single, it's like, nah, bitch, you still got
three kids.
Right. We can fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Is spinning, that's a good question, actually. Is fucking considered spinning the block?
Ah.
It's like, all right, yeah, it may have ended badly.
It's a twirl. It's a twirl. It's not a full spin. It's a twirl. Like you're coming in with the means of going right back out. Like you're not trying to like stay on this block too long. Like you just want to take a little dance around and then like, all right, yeah. Well, cool. You were a good time.
Yeah. Now, of course, there's circumstances where it's like you're never getting this dick again. You're never getting this pussy again. But yeah, okay. So if you spin the block on sex, it's not a full spin. It's more so like
a twirl.
Yeah, or you dipped your foot back in. You got it like spinning the block. So you serviced
the need. That was really all it was. It was just like, you know, I knew what it was with you. I knew that you were likely available to give it to me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what you serviced the need. Thank you. And goodbye.
You serviced the need. Right.
Here goes your snack pack.
Here's your salary, my guy.
Here's your snack pack, you know, with the Swisher, sandwich, Doritos, that's tea, insane. And $40.
Okay, so let's really, all right, so now let's really get into it. What exactly is considered spinning the block? What is your definition? And let's break down that. Let's give a clear definition of what it is.
So to me, spinning the block is coming back into someone's life that you once had dealings with the idea that you're going to get in the same or greater type of relationship, generally greater, right? Because like, what are you spinning back to do the same thing again for? Eventually it's just going to end. So generally when you're spinning the block on someone, it's because there are unanswered questions that you want to see answered.
Unanswered questions is a big thing, right? Like I think spinning the block, I mean, we watch Marvel shit. I think spinning a block is a big what if,
mm-hmm.
right? It's actually a what if with a resolution.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, because exactly
now
that.
It's a what if, what a resolution. Because now when you, because that's the thing, because we're going to get into that too. How many times can you spin the block? Right. Like that's crazy. But because it don't act like it just doesn't happen once. Right. This motherfucker's been spinning the block for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Off and on. Not with us, but I'm just saying.
Dude here since I was 17. So, you know.
Yeah. Y'all been spinning the block. I mean, I ain't going to say your age, but.
A while. Sometime.
But quite some time, you know what I'm saying? But with that said, all right. So let's start here. All right. So spinning the block means let's be clear on it. Do we both feel that you have to have more? Do you have to have relationship intentions or what? Like, what's your Yeah.
You have to have more to offer than the last time. Essentially, is what it is.
You have to have more to offer than the last time. I like that.
The last time. Yeah, you can't come back with the same old thinking it's going to be good enough. It's not, because who you met then is not who I am now. So why are you coming to me with, you know, 2016 shit and I'm here in 2024? Like, come up with 8 more years of whatever it is that you have to offer. Like, I want to see that part. If all you still have is 2016, hey, listen, not for me.
So that means you ain't got no new shit.
You ain't got no new shit. Like, what have you been doing?
You ain't got no new shit.
Listen, something.
8 years is a long time not to have no new shit.
You got something new.
I'll give you 6 months and you don't have no new shit. That's okay.
Fine.
But a year or 2 years, you better have some new shit.
Something new. Something, you know what I mean? Woo me different.
Yeah, or even new bullshit. I need new bullshit. You can't
can't be the same. Build a new fantasy. Give me a new level of delusion to aspire to, because
I don't aspire
to 2016 delusions.
No, but that's fair though, right? Like it's like, damn, like whatever I stopped fucking with you for in 2016, you cannot be doing the same shit. You know what I mean? Or even the things that I did fuck with you for, right? Like I need more. That's fair. Now let's think about that. Somebody that dated me in 2016. I'm thinking, where was I at? What was I doing? What was my relationship status? I knew exactly who I was dating. I won't say I won't put her out there. That's the old podcast.
Thank you.
But long story short, she's doing well. We're actually good friends to this day. What I was gonna say, I know that I'm a different person than I was in 2016 for sure, but she didn't get a lot of the stuff that I went through in like 2019, 2020,
yeah.
2021, yeah. right? Like she didn't, you know, so it's like I evolved into a, you know, I don't want to say a worse person, but I was a different person from, she was actually the catalyst to me becoming what I became in like 2018, 2019, like really hurt by women. She did it. You know what I'm saying? And when I say she did it, right? She would, that sounds awful, right? She didn't do it.
Her fault.
Yeah, no, she didn't do it, but she was the catalyst, right? Mm-hmm. And looking back on it, she's not a bad person. It was just like, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? At that moment. I'll say that to say, and her, us being cool now does say that she's a different person. I'm a different person. You know what I'm saying? I see what I did wrong, but I don't think we'll ever, ever spin the block. I don't think we do. Now, I can say the last time that I saw her, she got pissy drunk with me, right? And mm-hmm. I know for a fact, like, if I didn't have morals, it could have happened, right? And when I say morals, I don't like pissy drunk sex, right? Like if you're tipsy and I'm tipsy, okay, then we can fuck. But if you're like, I gotta take care of you drunk.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Even though she may be saying, no, come on. It's cool. It's cool. Just put it in. It's cool.
That's it's exactly. Fine. I'm going to lay on my side. I'm going to lift my leg.
I'm good. Just do it.
Just do it.
That is consent. And since we were dealing with each other before, we had never had sex then either. But my point is that she wouldn't have thought of me the next morning to say, oh, we did it. I was on some creep shit. It's just, I just don't like that. I say that to say, but I do, her phone, her best friend texted her, right? And her best mm-hmm. friend was like, you still with Clinton, right? And then she didn't, of course, she's not answering. And then the next text, because I'm not going to answer for her. Then the next text was, I knew you still liked him. No, for real though, right?
I get that, but I also like friends like that are also very annoying. Cause like, bitch, if you do, why didn't you tell me?
Right, that part, that's funny. But my point is like, even though that happened in our last encounter, right? We did explore, it was no need to, right? Like I didn't wake up the next morning and say, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I think it was more so, right? Like, look, I enjoyed your company, but you know, I just don't want to do that. I don't feel the need to. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I was talking about that in the sense of like, you know, all spinning the blocks just because they didn't end bad doesn't necessarily mean it has to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily mean that outside of you, you know, a relationship, maybe you just want something fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you already know this story. You're just like, you know what? I'm good. Like, and there are some people who are just one and done.
Right.
Who are just like, you know, I'm not spending the block with anybody ever. Doesn't matter what the circumstances. And I mean, cool for you too. I think that for each person, it's just going to be a little bit different. And what you allow and what you don't allow is also going to be different. Like, you know, some of the men that I dated back in whatever, if, you know, if I saw them today in the grocery store, I'm going to pretend I don't know you. Like, I'm not that girl.
Right.
So, and I, you know, and I think it's the same for a lot of people. Like, there are some people that you think back on, you're like, man, like if I had the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z better, then I would. And it's like, why not? Go figure it out.
I feel you. Now, you gave me your main thing is you got to have new shit to spin the block with you. Absolutely. I got to give you, for me to spin the block, for me, a main thing for me, I'm going to be honest, for me, spinning the block, it has to start off physical. It has to start off physical, right? And this is just all I'm saying is because it's like, look, I'm not saying that we all have somebody physical in our lives, but in my dating life, I will say I had physical ready, available. I could make it happen when I wanted to make it happen. And I think most of us could, right? I say that to say, if you're spinning the block with me, like if you're coming around the block with me, I believe you have to lead physical. And the only reason why I say you have to lead physical, and this is not on some like, it's just like, that's what's going to catch my attention, right? Spinning the block and asking me to take me on a date or ask me to, like, we ain't, it's been a while, blah, blah, that's not going to get my attention. I'm going to be honest. Go ahead.
I'll say here, I agree. There is parts of that I do agree with. However, because this is where, you know, buddy may mess up. You can have that idea, right? And you can even have that follow through. But when you approach someone, or I can just say, you know, receiving the spin from a woman's standpoint, for me, mm-hmm. I'm going to speak to myself.
Go ahead.
If you are approaching me with the attitude or the disposition of like, oh, I know I can get that pussy when I want to, my nigga, absolutely not.
So I agree with that. I think this rule for me is actually gender bias. Fellas, I do not suggest you lead with sex. I suggest if you are the spinner, if you're trying to spin the block, you can't lead with dick, bro. That's a fact. But if you're spinning the block on me and I fucked with you, I need you to lead with pussy. The only reason why I say that, no, I mean, that's the God honest truth, right? And the only reason why I say that is because if you're leading, like, it's just, it. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's like, we'll do it. And then it's like, okay, then I remember why I thought you were so cool, blah, 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 blah. And now, it's not saying it's new, but I'm saying is, okay, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking. You know what I'm saying? And when I say I'm not going to make you, and also I wouldn't make you lead with pussy, right? I think that would be your choice. You know, for me,
if that's you're leading, hook.
Yeah, for me, the hook is, yes, exactly. It's like, Clint, how you been? Oh, I'm good. How you been? Yeah, we good. Blah, 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 blah. LOL, LOL. Yo, you know what I mean? You free any of these days? You want some company? Yeah, I do.
You hungry?
Yeah, am I hungry? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, and women know how to lead with pussy without saying, "Do you want this pussy?" It could just be some subtle shit. Like,
I wish more men would learn that art. That's actually an art.
Yeah, like it's like, or if you tell me, right, like I want to take you out, right, and you're mm-hmm. to me that is a form of leading with pussy, right? If you're insisting that you take me out, I'm not saying I owe you dick at the end of the night, but the chances of it, listen, the pussy forecast is mostly pussy, slightly cloudy. You know what I'm saying? Like it's. Sure. It's mostly pussy outside. Like it's perfect pussy temperature, 75, 78, right there, that nice warm. Yeah, but if you're leading with I want to take you out and you're insisting upon that, we got some action. And you niggas is just y'all not just go to dinner, my nigga, first. You know what I mean? Just go to fucking dinner, right? And don't say nothing stupid. Go to dinner. Don't say nothing stupid. And I guarantee you.
I can't tell you how many men talk themselves out of pussy on a daily basis.
Man, daily. Shit.
Daily.
I think it's 1:26 p.m. my time. At 1:27, 100 niggas have talked themselves out of pussy.
100 niggas in a 5-mile radius of you have talked themselves out of pussy.
Talked themselves out of it.
Like... There are some women who just you know want that, right, just ha, right to it, right? But like seduction, where's that part? Like, give me something to think about, my guy. Like, I don't want to think about like the tip of your dick. Like, it's not that.
Say something. Say something slick on the date. Say something slick. Not overtly slick either. Like, yeah, this dick, ha ha ha. No, bro, like. She may
say creative.
She may make
be
a
creative.
joke. She may make a joke about shoe size. You think just look at her. That's all you got to do. Oh, word? We talk about shoes? You know what I mean?
Yours,
that's it.
Yours are mine.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, okay. All right, so I think we've covered the idea of us being spent, the block being spent on us. Now, we're going to let you idiots know out there how to effectively spin the block. I'm going to try to tell you how to effectively spin the block with a woman. And then, Nicole, if you could, I'll lead with you. You tell me how to effect or tell these women how to effectively spin the block with a man.
Okay. There's a few ways that we can go about this, ladies. You know, right now we are in a playoff season of football. You know, hopefully you remembered what your dude's team was. Whether they win or lose, that's an awesome opportunity to open that window to be like, oh man, hey, senior Cowboys, go down. Just checking on you, making sure that you're all right. Amazing opportunity. Super easy. You can do that literally with any sport that you choose that you know that he appreciates.
If you're a woman and you're an Eagles fan, you tell them you're happy that the Cowboys lost. I'm sorry. Continue.
You go for that. Or, you know, many a times when you get with a dude, he puts you on to a particular spot. Go to that spot, take a picture, and just say, hey, remember when?
Oh, like what Lil Wayne do in that interview?
It's super easy. Make sure, you know, it is very apparent that you are alone. Don't get caught out there.
Like, yeah, yeah, definitely make it apparent that you are by yourself.
Make it very apparent that it's just you. Make sure there's no evidence of a new being there. You know, just, you know, have that photo ready. You know, those are probably two really good ones. Or, you know, if that person really appreciates music, then you can be like, yo, I just heard this here and it made me think of you. Or the person really appreciates art. Hey, I just went to this exhibit and it totally reminded me of you. You should go see this. Hope your mom's doing well.
So basically what you're saying is the way to spin the block it with a man is you basically
you gotta strike a memory. You need to reminisce.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
He needs to be you remind me.
You got to be reminded, and you have to be reminded of a positive memory. Like, don't send him the restaurant where y'all had your last fight at.
Yeah,
don't
please
do that,
don't.
Because he's going to remember that. Right. You know,
I remember us getting carried out.
Right. Have it attached to a good memory. Make it so that, you know, you were in a situation where that it reminded you and you just wanted to remind him.
That's it. That's simple. It's that simple. I'm good with that. Let me ask you this, right? Why do you think that works on men?
Men are visual. So when you tap into their memories, you know, their mind opens up, they start replaying that moment. And that's how they start to begin to feel the feels.
Mm-hmm.
So I start
going back and remembering that pussy.
Listen, you start going back and remembering a lot of things. You know, that little thing that she do, you remember that too.
Yeah.
That nobody else quite got it right, you remember that.
Yeah.
If you can like just start getting the visuals going, then, and that's why, again, sending a picture of the food or sending a picture of, you know, the art that you saw, sending the music. because music produces visuals too. Like doing anything that's going to tap into a visual for him. There you go.
Has this worked for you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big thing, right? Then again, shit, you ain't gonna tell us no shit. You don't know.
No. I mean, like, it's work, but there's also times where it hasn't.
Okay, so now here's my question, right? You said it's work, right? Is that the only thing? So is it the picture? And then I guess more so sometimes people want to know about how to converse or what's the best ways to strike up conversations after. Because, like, here's the thing. Like, okay, let's just assume it didn't end on good terms, but it didn't end on bad terms. It's like, you piss me off, but I don't hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, like, one, you have to, if it's one of those situations where it's kind of like in the middle of the road, you also have to determine prior to if you're going to double back and address that situation that may have put you off or put him off, and already kind of have in mind what it is that you're going to say. If you decide that, you know what, I'm going to address the elephant in the room, I'm not going to beat around the bush, then it's like you start with memory and then you kind of you get a general conversation going, and it's going to be about whatever that thing is. So whatever it is, you're going to just keep going on with that for, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then eventually you're going to be like, hey, I really wanted to talk about the last time that we blah blah, I didn't expect you look on the best terms, and I just wanted to double back and clear the air.
First of all, let's talk. Clearing the air is big.
Mm-hmm.
You got to clear the air before there's any more us thinking we got to clear the air.
Clear the air. Because otherwise, the very first argument, fight, disagreement,
it's going to come back up. It's going to come back up easily.
Full force.
Easily. Okay. Now, fellas, if you're going to spin the block, this is how you do it. Now, ladies, you just heard Nicole. I mean, you just heard, my bad. I can blur it out. Ladies, if you just heard Bianca, here's what I'm going to say. All of that she said is absolutely correct, right? I think with men, and you know, niggas' favorite word these days is accountability, but we'll get to that on another day, right? If y'all watching us, right, yeah. But accountability before we move forward on a woman is big, because we don't normally get that. A lot of times women do, this is just from a man's perspective, a lot of times women do try to not address the elephant in the room, and they think that, you know, it's enough just that they reached out. No, if we ended on bad terms if we didn't end on great terms, and you either, I told you I didn't want to deal with you no more, or you know in the back of your mind, like, all right, I fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? Start with that. We can appreciate that. That's it. Fellas, this is how your dumbass spins the block. Number one, bro, all right? Please pick your target correctly. Let's just start there. Only because there's so many guys that want to spin the block on women that you either said something offensive, did something offensive, and you know for a fact you do not have a chance. Women are better at picking, I could probably get him, or I have a chance. You niggas shoot at old targets you have no chance with. All right. The second thing, but let's say you do have a chance, fellas, and you're back. Maybe you're Scooter from Living Single. Baby, I'm back. The first thing I need you to do, my guy, I need you to and this is more so not jumping or piggybacking off what you said, Nicole, about being you need new shit. But bro, you need to have your intentions clear when you spin the block with a woman. From the door, like, because you're going to say some dumb shit like, I miss you. And you know what she's going to say? What do you miss? You don't have anything to say because you're stupid, right? You need to be leading with intentions, meaning, like, look, straight off the bat, and here's a text I would send. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I know we haven't heard from each other in a bit. I take responsibility for that, but do you mind if we have a conversation? Boom. Do you mind if we have a conversation, right? Do you mind if we have a conversation? It's that simple, right? Now, here's the thing. She's going to ask you, what do you want to talk about? Something of those sorts, right? You get directly to the point, right? Because when you're spinning a block on a woman, the thing about it is that one thing I know is you've clearly probably already wasted their time the first time, right? If you're doing the spinning, you need to be making sure you are not trying to waste any more of their time. I'm not here to waste your time. This is the data that I've collected over time. I'm back and I got a plan, right? Mm. Like I've had to spin the block. Now I didn't get it, right? She didn't fuck with me. So here's what happened. So I did something egregious. I'm not gonna lie. Christmas Eve, like 2013-ish, right? And it was this girl that I was seeing. I liked her. She was fine, right? And she had shit going for herself. So we're at a Christmas, I don't know if it's a dinner, but we had like a Christmas gathering, right? Now, we had already ended, not sour. Well, we ended sour because she thought that I was doing something that I wasn't doing and we weren't even in a relationship. But that's neither here nor there. So it ended sour, but it wasn't nothing you can't come back from. But I see her at Christmas. Oh, okay. You know, I'm looking at her. I'm like, yeah, all right. So we're there and there's a newly married couple. Now, they're married early in their, this 2013, I'm what, 26, like, right? So they're in their mid-20s also. So that's getting married early, right? And at that point in time, everybody that's 25, 26 is looking at each other like, damn, I'm 25, I'm about to be 26, you know, I need to be married. Mm-hmm. So she's looking at this married couple like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? But they're the same age as us. Then, you know, he's calling her queen and all this other bullshit, right? Right. But they're married, right? So then she says, Clint, she says that at like a little, we're having a discussion. Clint, I wish you'd be more like Bull. And I'm like, so immediately I got mad. And I was like, man, get off his dick, yo. And you can't, so in Philly, when we say that, it's like, stop, like, yo, like, yeah, like, stop dick riding, like, right? But me saying that in front of his wife, in front of her, and like, hey, we in Cali, they don't know what get off your dick mean. Like, but like, I was just like, yo, bitch, get off his dick, yo. Like, why you, shut the fuck up. Like, I cussed her out. She was so embarrassed. We talked about it maybe like 3 days later. I apologized. I told her I was wrong, blah, 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 blah. But I knew that was it, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe like 4 years later, she's flirting with me, or I think she's flirting in my DMs on Instagram. So that's when I decided to take this approach. Like, look, you know what I mean? And at that time, I felt like I was a different person. I felt like I learned from my mistakes and blah, 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 blah. I didn't, but I thought I did, right? And she wasn't going for it, right? But she did appreciate the fact that I was doing the work. And just because she wasn't going for it, fellas, doesn't mean another woman won't go for it. And I don't mean go for it in a sense that you're trying to dupe her, but it's like, are you really a different person? And that's what I mean by intentions, right? Like, have you matured? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of these things, like, because there's a thing, right? A woman can smell bullshit, right? So it's kind of just like, if you come back, right? And she can always tell, oh, he on the same shit. The question is, does she allow it? You know what I mean? And I'm only talking to niggas who got intentions. You know what I'm saying? And then the second thing you need to do, my boy, amen. You need.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
whatever you weren't doing and she communicated that with you, you need to be doing that times five and not having to have her tell you that. Right. So let's say one thing she told about you is, I don't like that you don't plan dates. My nigga, you better have 6 o'clock, are you free 6 to 8 where you could go here, 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 or here? As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to even narrow it down. We're going here. What time? You better be on the fucking money, bro. On the money.
And TikTok, finding all the cute dates in your
On the money, bro. And then last but not least, you have to be initiating most of the communication. When you are just spinning, if you are spinning the block, bro, women need consistency. Again, we don't know why y'all fell off. I don't know if y'all ghosted, blah, 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 blah. But they need to see a new pattern of you, nigga. Right? They need to see, like, and that's where I'm at too. I mean, that's where it's like, you know, you better be prepared. You're going to be doing most of the reaching out. You better not wake up on Wednesday morning and say to yourself after you reached out to her first for 3 days to think that she's going to reach out to you first. You need to be, bro, you're not on her radar. You need to get on her radar.
It really is just reassurance because, you know, for whoever is the person that is being spun on, you know, this opportunity is being presented to them. And there was a reason why I didn't work out the first time. And, you know, you probably had to go through whatever you had to go through to get past it, regardless of the reason why it ended or if it was bad, good, indifferent, whatever. So it then puts you in a position that if you go back to your friends, your family, your whoever, talking about, oh, you know, JoJo or whomever is back around, you got to come with some assurance from that person that they're not going to have you out here looking away. By having you come back around.
And what are assurances in your opinion outside of the consistency? I do believe consistency is an assurance, but give me some other ones if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is that consistent communication. I think it is, like you said, saying what your intentions are, but more than saying it, showing it.
Because talk is great.
You love some good words of affirmation, but if your words don't match up to your actions, then you can actually pack that shit up and go somewhere else with it.
So really, to be honest with you, then, since we got this far and we're talking about this, for real, spinning the block is actions.
Yeah.
Spinning the block is not, now that I think about it, spinning the block is not actions. I mean, it's not words, right? Yeah. It starts with that, but they manifest with actions. Mm-hmm. If it's one thing if you're saying new shit, but if you're doing new shit,
that's really where it's at. Like, even like a buddy that's trying to spin the block right now, I'm like, listen, my boy, let me know when you're coming to Houston.
Yeah, right. Like,
that's the next thing that I want to hear from you is let me know when you're coming to Houston to have this conversation on my Facebook.
First of all, if y'all long distance and you come to her city, bro, you're automatically in a serious conversation.
Yes. Or you're just like the ultimate fuck nigga if you go and travel for bullshit. Like, that is some top tier. And I know people who are on
niggas
that top tier.
Niggas who travel to.
And you know what? Honestly, it's one of those situations where
that's like, crazy.
Should have never got money because now that you got a little bit of money, spending like, you know, $200 on a flight is nothing to you. Then you're going to hop on a flight for bullshit? No, you niggas are.
Hopping on a flight for bullshit is insane.
Yo, got miles? Like, oh, well, why not? You go fuck with her for like, you know, 2 weeks.
You got miles.
Get out of here. That's the thing about getting older. Like, you know, you start getting these other things that you didn't have when you were younger to be on such bullshit. Could you imagine being like 22, 23, you got like 300,000 miles to fuck around on? You are a terrorist at that point. You are a traveling terrorist.
That's insane. That is crazy. 2,000 miles for bullshit.
You ain't got shit else to do. You ain't got shit else to do.
But you're
neglecting your 18-month-old. You ain't got shit else to do.
That's crazy. Well, for the fellas who out there, most of these guys, I think, who listen to this podcast, I think they're on bullshit, but they not flying for bullshit. Yeah, but that's insane, yo. But yeah, no, but yes, if you say I'm on a flight, you're in the next level. You've officially became at least one of the niggas that's in my area that ain't giving me bullshit. At least, at minimum. And brothers, if you get on that flight, you better not have no expectations.
None. Just because you got on a flight does not mean that she owe you pussy. Wide open.
No, it does not.
As soon as you drop down.
You're going to hang, and you better get a place to stay, bro.
Absolutely.
Like, do not, you better not talk about, I'm flying down there, I'm staying with you. No, my brother. You got
that's
to get
you. That's bullshit. That's how you know it's
that's bullshit.
If someone's talking about, oh, yeah, like, I'm about to fly down, and I'm going to stay with you, you're hot. My place of peace? You must be outside.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Mind. That is bullshit. I agree.
You better find some Hilton points, my boy.
Better get the Marriott Bonvoy. Get your Bonvoy app Listen, out.
Do what you need to do, but where you won't be staying is over here. You won't even know where I live.
Well, there's that. You won't even know where I live. There's that. So, yeah, you got to get your, you have to, yeah, when you, and here's the thing. Don't do it if you're going to complain about the money, right? Yeah. I flew down here for you. I got a hotel. I'm paying all these dates. Now, what I can say is that, fellas, at least what you've earned is her attention that weekend. You've earned that. So, ladies, you can, you know, if you're going to allow this man to spin the block and come down there, right? Give him a fair opportunity. I don't want to hear, well, you know, I got Rob coming over. Nah, don't do that. Don't have that man. Cause like that's now you on bullshit and you're trying to get an eye for an eye. That's corny. Mm-hmm. That's corny.
That is. Yeah. Cause you never had to answer the phone in the first place.
Right. So again, you don't owe nobody nothing, but I strongly suggest your undivided attention is required for that weekend.
Or at the very least, like have, I don't know if I necessarily say undivided attention, but I would say, you know, lay out what the level of attention is going to be. And if he agrees to it, wonderful.
That's fair. Well, I think we got to the bottom line today.
Didn't.
If you want to spin the block, do it right. Do it right. Do it with actions. Spin the block. That's the name of this episode. Spin the block with actions.
Or don't.
Not texting. Or just don't. Yeah. Don't. Okay. You know what? That's real quick. I want to end with. Let's end with that. We told you how to spin the block. You know when it's applicable. If you know it's not applicable, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let Valentine's Day
get you fucked up either.
Please don't. Yeah, because that's coming. Valentine's Day, you think you can spin the block? Her birthday, you think you can spin the block? What was the other one? Christmas, Thanksgiving, you think you can spin the block? No. Her mom's birthday, tell your mom I said no. 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 Your final thoughts about that?
There's no shame spinning the block. There's no shame in accepting the block being spun on you. Just make sure that whoever the new person is that you are, that you are honoring that new person and not falling back into old ways.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. Okay. Well, just send me a DM if you want Bianca on this podcast more. Cause if so, we're gonna record like we'll carve out some time. We can record every week or two a week or whatever like that. Cause it's fresh to have a good. It's good to have a fresh perspective and not just me talking to myself the whole fucking time. But we're not doing no live podcast. We're not going on tour. Just listen, share it with your homies, and that's it. Bottom line. We're not putting out no video clips. Won't be no motherfucking, none of that.
That coordinated. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah. This is healing for healing motherfuckers only.
Yeah. We the real magical Negroes.
Yeah. That's who you need to be. Yeah. None of that. None of that. Yeah. Red pill, blue shit, blue pill
we
shit.
Don't care. We don't care.
We don't care about who's paying for who on the first date. None of that.
We don't care.
No. No. What we care about is, you guys, we're not even you guys, all of us doing better. That includes me. That includes Bianca. We all have to do better, right?
Yeah.
We all have to do better, right? So we just sitting here. We the messengers, right? But don't think that in our lives we don't have to do better.
Absolutely.
In dating, in relationships, in marriage, like all of those things. Yeah, dog, like, you know, got to do better.
Got to do better. Gotta do better.
All right. Well, follow Bianca Moss at Bianca Moss 617. Is there an underscore there?
No, straight all the way through.
Bianca Moss 617. Follow her, you know.
Or don't. And, it's absolutely okay.
Or don't, right? Like, we not that, again, we not, we, this podcast is legit for y'all. We don't, we not, you know.
Yeah, if y'all listen,
if y'all, the more you listen, we do monetize. So, you know, but other than that, you know, and then when I'm going on tour, like, you gotta get some tickets, right? But
all that stuff, cool. But, like, you know, following me,
unless
you want to see me and somebody's son every day. That's all you
get. That part. And you're not the son, bro. You're not the son. No, you're not. You're not the son, bro. I hate to break it to you. You're not the son.
You're not. Whenever you see any young lady post that, it's not you.
That's not you, bro.
If it was you, she would have sent it to you.
She would have been sent it to you. It's not you. You know who it is? It's whoever she thinks about that day. Could be your dad. How about that?
It could be absolutely nobody. It could just be a nice thought.
It could be. But it could be their dad. And that's funny.
It could be their uncle. Uncle.
Yo, okay. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You want to keep it?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.